Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. This week, America's cultural history takes to the road.
The world's largest library is in Washington, D.C. It has more than 130 million items in its collection. That includes more than 20 million books. It also includes maps, movies, music recordings, and television shows. The Library of Congress serves as a research center for the legislature. It also serves as a center of cultural history for the American people. Now, the Library of Congress is sharing some of that history with people who live far from Washington. The Song of America Tour is part of a major program by the library to celebrate creativity across America. The first part of the program celebrates creativity in music. The classical singer Thomas Hampson has been presenting a traveling concert series.
Thomas Hampson began an 11-city tour in November. He started in the Midwest, the American heartland. In January, he appeared at Carnegie Hall in New York. The final performance is planned in California in June. One of the historic songs he is presenting around the country is from 1915. It was written by an African-American musician, Henry Burley, also known as Harry Burley. He wrote the music to a poem by Walt Whitman. Ethiopia Saluting the Colors is about a chance meeting between a Union soldier and an old slave woman during the American Civil War. The victory by Union soldiers led to the end of slavery in the South. The woman wears a cloth around her head in the colors of the Ethiopian flag, yellow, red, and green. She salutes the American colors, the red, white, and blue flag, as the troops of General William Tecumseh Sherman march past.
Who are you, dusky woman? So ancient, hardly human, with your woolly white and turbaned head and bare bony feet. Why, rising by the roadside here, do you the colors greet? While our army lines Carolina's sands and pines, forth from thy hovel door, thou Ethiopia comest to me. As under doughty Sherman I march toward the sea,
as Thomas Hampson travels for his Song of America tour, the famous baritone presents classes to teach local musicians. People can also see old printed music and pictures and listen to recordings from the Library of Congress collection. This way, they can learn about a city's musical history. The library is also continuing its Stories of America program as part of the Song of America tour. The Stories program has the recorded histories of more than 2,000 Americans. The speakers are people who fought in wars, others who were active in the civil rights movement, and just average citizens.
The poet laureate of the Library of Congress will also travel for the Song of America tour. Ted Kooser will hold readings and organize workshops where poets can get advice about their work. Ted Kooser is in his second term as America's official poet. He was chosen by the Librarian of Congress, James Billington. Mr. Billington calls him a major poetic voice for the America of small towns and wide open spaces. Ted Kooser is the first poet laureate from the Great Plains of the Midwest. He won the 2005 Pulitzer Prize for poetry for his book Delights and Shadows. Here, for special English listeners, he reads his poem, A Happy Birthday.
This evening, I sat by an open window and read till the light was gone, and the book was no more than a part of the darkness. I could easily have switched on a lamp, but I wanted to ride this day down into night, to sit alone and smooth the unreadable page with the pale gray ghost of my hand.
The Song of America tour will also send classic films around the nation to movie houses chosen by Mr. Billington. These theaters have machines that are able to show old movies. The movies in the tour include The Great Train Robbery, Yankee Doodle Dandy, and All Quiet on the Western Front. All Quiet on the Western Front opened in 1930. It is considered unusually well-made for its time. The story comes from the German novel by Erich Maria Remarque. A young German soldier in World War I believes fighting in a war is an honorable tradition of manhood. He comes to understand the terrible suffering in wartime.
Another old film to be shown is The Treasure of the Sierra Madre. Warner Brothers produced this drama of mystery and adventure in 1948. It was the first movie in which actor Humphrey Bogart and director John Huston worked together. Mr. Smith Goes to Washington will also be shown around the country. In this 1939 film, Jimmy Stewart plays a young senator who sees only good in politics. Others aim to get him expelled from the Senate on false accusations. To save himself, he talks and talks for hours to try to stop a vote on the Senate floor.
You all think I'm licked. Well, I'm not licked. And I'm going to stay right here and fight for this lost cause. Even if this room gets filled with lies like these. And the tailors and all their armies come marching into this place. Somebody will listen to me.
More than 4,000 people work for the Library of Congress. The Song of America tour is just one of many activities organized by the library. Last month, for example, there was a talk by former Ambassador Richard Gardner. He discussed and signed copies of his book Mission Italy on the front lines of the Cold War. Peter Schickele is a music expert who likes to be funny. Mr. Schickele lectured at the library on the subject, string quartet, the dark horse of contemporary music.
The Thomas Jefferson Building of the Library of Congress stands near the Capitol, the building where Congress meets. There is a round copper top to the Jefferson Building. The metal dome is green with age. The building looks like an Italian palace of the 1500s. This is the heart of the Library of Congress. Thomas Jefferson was the third president of the United States. He played an important part in the history of the Library of Congress.
That history began in 1800, when John Adams was America's second president after George Washington. Imagine this. The library started with 11 boxes of law books. The books were kept in one room of the Capitol building. By 1814, the collection had grown to about 3,000 books. But all of them were destroyed that year as British troops invaded Washington and burned the Capitol building.
Thomas Jefferson was the next president. He offered his own collection of books to help rebuild the library. Jefferson had about 7,000 books in 7 languages. His wish to help the library might have made him willing to offer his books. His debts might have also played a part in his decision. In any case, Congress purchased them. In 1897, the library moved into its own building, across the street from the Capitol. A second building was opened in 1939. It was named for President John Adams. But there was still not enough space for the library. So, in 1980, a third building was completed near the first two. It was named for America's fourth president, James Madison.
And today there is another place where you can visit the Library of Congress, the Internet, at loc.gov.
Beautiful dreamer, wake unto me. Starlight and dewdrops are waiting for thee. Sounds of the rude world heard in the day, lulled by the moonlight, have all passed away.
Our program was written by Geraldine Watson. Katie Weaver was our producer. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Faith Lapidus. You can read and listen to our programs at voaspecialenglish.com. And join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English. We leave you with another song from the tour. Here is Stephen Foster's Beautiful Dreamer.
Beautiful dreamer out on the sea, mermaids are chanting the wild Loralee. Over the streamlet vapors are born, waiting to fade at the bright coming morn. Beautiful dreamer, beam on my heart, in as the morn on the streamlet and sea. wake of